This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Boston Red Sox in action tonight. Once again, a 6:45 pregame, first pitch, 5:45 pregame here on WEEI. Sox have stumbled a bit out of the gates, 1-3 in the second half. They will send Richard Fitz to the hill opposite Sanchez, Christopher Sanchez, who's been pretty good, 8-2 this year with a 2.5 ERA.
He was the guy that Phillies players were all pissy about getting left off the All-Star team when the Miz there from Milwaukee made it after five starts. They were bellyaching that this guy didn't make an All-Star team, and let's be honest, he was probably deserving of it more so than a guy who's made five starts. But yeah, that's another pitching matchup where the Red Sox feel upside down going into it.
His last eight starts, not to throw a lot of numbers at you,
okay,
but Sanchez's last eight starts: 6 innings, 1 run, 7 innings, 2, 7 innings, 2, 8-1, 6-1, 7-1, 7-1, 7 1/3, 1.
Over and a half.
Told you his last eight starts.
Over,
this guy's insane.
Over under 1.5 runs tonight. Off Sanchez.
Oh, under.
Under.
Yeah.
Feels like an under.
Work the count, guys. Work the count. Get to the bullpen.
Get him out of there. That's what they did against Wheeler last night. That didn't even work.
He's tough. Also a lefty, so I assume you're going to get the righty bonanza. You're going to get your Romies and your refs.
Your Romy. Yeah. Your ref.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of Trevor Story and Rafaela.
Vegas likes Philly tonight. They're -200 money line. Sox +165.
I don't like that. Buying opportunity?
Soccer's bet.
Okay.
Soccer's bet. I'd keep your money in your pocket.
All right, maybe Wednesday's
keep
the day
money
to bet
in
the
your
Red
pocket.
Sox. Okay.
Yeah. Although we'd have to look back to 1971 to see what a team's record is after they lost a game in extra innings on a catcher's interference.
Great point. What happened the next day?
They win that next one, then you know what? Maybe I'm feeling better about
Great
it.
Great point. I've not done the research on that, but maybe we'll get our best people
Do
on
they
it.
Go into a funk, or do they just take off?
Yeah.
Who's to say?
Maybe who knows?
They get real good. Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. You were gone last week. We didn't have a chance to talk about this, but Barstool Sports and Fox have come together on a deal. And I don't know if we know all the details of all the shows and all the different content that they're going to get, but the main thing they were highlighting is the Big Noon Kickoff, which is sort of their counter to College Game Day. They're going to be a part of that. So like Portnoy, I think Big Cat and those guys are going to do a lot of college football stuff with them on Saturday. Your thoughts on that merger?
I mean, look, I already find myself tuning in here and there to the Big Noon Kick. I love Game Day.
Yeah.
You know, Corso It's unfortunate.
He had a great run.
He did. I loved Corso for many, many years. Didn't exactly have his fastball the last few. This year his final year? I think he was done last year, correct?
That might be it.
So I've already found myself tuning into that show more. I'd imagine getting Prez and Big Cat over there are good. I like the Bear for all his betting stuff.
Yeah.
Bear used to be on game day. He's at Fox now.
Yeah, they poached him. They poached the Bear.
That was the first sign. They were winning the war.
It was curtains for them once they got the Bear.
I like his gambling stuff, though.
Yeah.
So I already find myself tuning in. To me, it feels like a bigger win for Fox than for Barstool. Like, I wonder what...
Yeah.
I really genuinely wonder what Barstool gets out of it. Obviously, they feel like it's a win for them. That's why they're doing it.
Right.
But I think it's a massive win for Fox Sports to get involved with Barstool. And I would imagine, just knowing those personalities over there, not personally, but just kind of following it, I think they're probably going to punch up at ESPN.
Probably, especially after they canceled the Van Talk
and everything else. And so I don't know if they're going to be carrying Pardon My Take. I don't know what the full programming there is, but I bet they're going to start sniping at ESPN. And if you want to compete, I think Fox could use some of that.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I agree.
Don't you worry, a pretty striped head. We're going to get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're going to find our best friend.
Grab bag.
And then we're going to give him our best friend.
Also grab bag.
Trey Hendrickson not going to report to camp for Cincinnati. So looks like they got some issues. Who could have seen this coming?
Yeah. I know. I think we got a string of these coming up. But the owners ripping their players.
Oh, boy.
It was, who's the owner in Cincinnati? Is it Mike Brown?
I think it is.
Was ripping not Hendrickson as much, but more Shamar Stewart.
Yeah.
The only
first rounder still unsigned.
I think he's one of two players. The other is Judkins, who has issues with the law right now in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And then Shamar Stewart, they basically have changed the language in his contract versus any other rookie, any other past rookie that the Bengals have signed. And so they're deciding to die on the hill. But yeah, he was ripping Shamar Stewart for not showing up.
Good stuff.
Nice.
You got to fight for your right to grab bag.
Eugenio Suarez of the Snakes has been killing it. He's like the number one trade target this deadline, which is a week from Thursday. He has 5 home runs in his last 3 games. We looked at it as it might relate to the Red Sox or any kind of possibility, pretty much just a third baseman. Now, you could always DH him, but you already have sort of like a log jam. They freed up their DH so they could move guys around. But do you have interest in Suarez?
Yes.
How would that work?
But I would do the same thing I was saying with Devers. I'd have him taking grounders over at first.
Yeah.
And my guess is he'd do it, unlike the other bum. And by the way, this guy has twice as many home runs as Devers this year. He's probably not a better player, but he's having a way better season.
Yeah.
I think he'd be a great get at the deadline. And yeah, I would have him learn first.
Mm-hmm.
I think Matt on Twitter sent this in. He's like, if Schwarber can learn first, which is debatable how much he learned it.
Kinda.
But I would have Suarez immediately taking grounders over there and helping out at DH. That to me would be an ideal fit at the trade deadline.
I'm a genie in a
grab bag.
Baby, come on and let me out.
All right, it's time for one of our newest games. Is it a compliment? This was from the text line earlier today.
Is it
a compliment? Quote, really got to hand it to you guys, making a 20-hour show out of junk. Is it a compliment?
No.
So what is...
Hang on. Let's talk
through it. What is the junk? Is the junk our content or is the junk...
Hey, it's summertime. There's not as much going on.
It's so out there.
Like, hey, I got to hand it to you.
I got to hand it to you. I'm loving these 20 hours because it's junk out there or...
I feel like if they're listening to the 20 hours...
It's a lot of junk you're filling up.
I don't know. There's no emphasis anywhere in there.
No.
None of it was like in all caps or anything.
Nick, you don't think it's a compliment?
No.
Okay. No, you might be right. I mean, your instincts.
I'm gonna say compliment.
Your instincts on this.
I think that's a compliment.
Could be correct.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. What do we got?
Every day a new surprise. In the bag like starry skies. Baseball Randall, scared to play. Bringing mediocrity for the day. A man feels good to be a grab bag. Mystery bags in a sports tray. Keith and Jones, they lead the way. In a world where bags
ooh,
are
wait
grabbed.
For it.
I would agree. Fun-filled cornucopia, the show.
Is that?
I think he says fun-filled cornucopia.
Of junk.
Of junk. 20 hours of junk. Change the Twitter bio.
I guess I didn't.
20 hours
I didn't
of junk all week.
We dropped a cornucopia in there. Nice.
Jerry Jones had a great press conference yesterday where he was asked about, you know, how come they haven't signed Micah Parsons or CeeDee Lamb, or how come they didn't go about that the same way they went about other players.
Sure.
And he was like, I'm not sure we should have done that with those guys. They buried the guys he has. He was asked about Parsons again, and he was saying, well, you know, just because you sign him doesn't mean you have him. He missed 6 games last year. A little bit of research would tell you he missed 4 games last year. Also in that answer, he said, well, we signed our quarterback to one of the highest quarterback deals ever, and he missed the whole season. So, like, catching strays, Dak Prescott, about his injuries.
Meanwhile, he had the line about, you know, you could get hit by a bus, seriously. Yeah. And on top of that, he looked like a dead person up there. Did you see him? He looked like an actual dead person.
I think that's HIPAA.
It did look a little bit Wax Museum-ish. Like, you ever seen House of Wax?
No, but
I get the original with Vincent Price.
Yeah.
The remake, Paris Hilton.
Oh, nice.
And Elijah Cuthbert.
Even nicer.
House of Wax?
Yeah.
Nick, how many Infinity Stones do you give in House of Wax remake?
Like 2.
Okay.
Maybe 1.5.
All right. Oh, easy.
What are they using the wax for?
Dead bodies. Oh, yeah, okay, dead bodies. Okay, it's all dead bodies.
Okay, I wasn't sure what they were doing there.
They killed a lot of people.
Nice.
But yeah, no, that one was pretty good. Also, when Jerry Jones was up there, he got like Stephen Jones was sitting next to him and like tried to like jump in and like help him out a few times. But that's going to be a fun thing to watch, I think, from afar. Because he's kind of you make the case he's already lost his mind, but now all the losing is like piling up. I think Jerry Jones is going to have some all-time quotes this year.
No, I mean, we'll be consistent. I think every time Kraft gets in front of a microphone, you're like, boy, that guy sounds old.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones yesterday, my God.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Wandering from the nightly shore, tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore. Quoth the raven,
"Grab bag."
I think it's time for another edition of the Uniform Police.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Another one.
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
It's Jones and Keefe, Fashion Police.
All right, this time around, we're going to the New Orleans Saints. And if you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, we can pop these bad boys up. The New Orleans Saints, they tweeted out their jerseys. Oh, no, there's a full look at it actually now. So they're going gold. So it's a gold jersey, and then the black numbers, they're going black helmet, black pants.
They look like Vanderbilt.
They look like the Vanderbilt Commodores a little bit.
That's a terrible, terrible uniform.
So I have just the Pro Shop has like a nice Taysom Hill, a nice Alvin Kamara, a nice Cameron Jordan. Just the jersey actually looks kind of nice.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be gold. It looks dirty.
It's a little dirty.
It looks dirty.
Well, like maybe they haven't cleaned the gold yet. But I think you're right. With the black pants and the black helmet, it actually doesn't look very good. I think they shouldn't go black helmet.
All right, great.
Either go with the white helmet, which they've done in the past, or go gold. Keep the gold helmet. Match the jersey.
18.
You're on 18?
Yeah, that stinks.
On a scale of 100, famously? Yeah.
I know. I normally am a favorable grader when it comes to these, as we've learned. What are you?
Yeah, 31.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not great.
You like them better than me.
I like them a little bit better than
you. That might be
a first. Well, I like the jersey. I think the jersey's actually not bad.
Grab bag.
Wins. Flawless victory. Fatality.
All right, so yesterday on the show, I mentioned how I got attacked by Yellow Jackets, and they got the better of my forearm.
Oh, yeah.
They really came after me.
We were going to update this earlier, but Vrabel rudely interrupted.
Yeah,
you got an update?
Lot, Mike.
Yeah.
So I got an email, actually, from a doctor who was listening to our show. This is legit. I'm not making this up.
Sick brag, bro.
It's true.
Honestly, listen to this. It's quite a brag. Yeah.
I've had a little bit of a correspondence with him, and I'm not going to say who it is because maybe he was, you know, I don't want to throw him out there, but he said he was listening. He was at his desk.
That's HIPAA.
Exactly. Thank you, Dak Prescott. It is HIPAA, so I'm not going to say who it is, but I do appreciate him reaching out. He said, make sure your bee sting isn't infected. If the redness is spreading, it could be a skin infection called cellulitis. Bee stings are notorious for this.
Notorious.
Definitely want to make sure it doesn't spread and it's not infected. So, I feel like
it's
patch.
I'm going to tell you right now, it looks like it spread from yesterday, but it looks...
But it's a lighter...
It's less red.
It's not as red, raised at all.
It's more of a pink. It's not raised, but I would say
it is sort of invading the wrist territory.
I could say it's spread, Keith.
You think this is spread?
It's spread.
All right.
He didn't say anything about lighter colors.
I know. It is awfully itchy, so we'll get to the bottom. I do appreciate him reaching out. I think I'm going to – I don't want this to get worse. We'll see what tomorrow brings.
Okay.
Take a Benadryl. You'll be fine.
I did spray it. I had like a Benadryl spray.
Just draw a marker around it right now when you, or maybe when you get home, and then see if the red's outside those lines. I don't know. I'd imagine that works.
Grab bag.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to give it to you anyway. He did have two base knocks yesterday. So Devers up to 219 for the Giants. However, it did not help San Francisco win the game. They've lost six straight, and they are falling lower and lower in the standings. Getting crushed.
By my count, post-trade, the Giants are now 11-18, and they remain out of the playoffs.
They're way out. Yeah.
That belongs in a
grab bag.
So do you.
Are the Red Sox in first place?
No,
they're not.
No. They need to win.
Grab bag.
All right, let's take a look at who the best baseball performer was from last night. Was it Bryce Matthews? 2-for-4, 2 dongs.
Ooh.
5 RBI.
Oh.
Was it Salvador Perez? 2-for-5, 2 home run, 4 RBI. Was it Will Smith? 2-for-4, 2 solo shots. Was it Brandon Woodruff? 6 scoreless innings, 5 Ks. Or was it Kevin Gausman? 7 innings, 1 earned, 8 Ks. Or was it Paul Skeens?
Oh.
6 scoreless, 6 Ks.
They win?
Only 6 Ks.
They never win for him.
He is now 5-8.
There you go.
He got the win. 5-8.
They beat the Tigers, actually.
Put me down for Paul Skeens.
You're on Skeens.
Hey, blanked him yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we're going with the former Philly, who also pitched for the Indians, Braves, Mets, Royals, Red Sox, Angels.
Okay.
Right-handed pitcher, also right-handed stick if need be, and it did need be early in his career because the NL did not have a designated hitter when he broke into the majors.
Okay.
With the New York Mets in 1995, he was a one-time All-Star with the Philadelphia Phillies in 1999, and his last pitch thrown, at least at a professional level, was 2009.
Okay, 95 to 2009, right-handed pitcher. 109
career wins, 4.41 career ERA.
Teams one more time?
He went, this is an order of years with the team. Philly, Cleveland, Atlanta, the Mets, Royals, Red Sox, Angels.
Yeah, so I was pretty sure I heard Red Sox.
Red Sox.
What year were the Red Sox?
Red Sox at the end of his career, looks like 08-09.
08-09.
A total of 15 games, 14 starts with the Red Sox. He actually started more games, the most games with Cleveland, followed by Philly, where he was a one-time All-Star. Right-handed pitcher.
Oh, boy.
He, 2002, 228 in the third innings.
Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't even let you do that anymore.
He was throwing.
Was he on the Angels in 02?
He was on the Royals in 02. 0-1-0-2 with Kansas
City. Kevin Abia.
No.
Ooh.
I like that. That's a good pull.
That's a good guess, though.
Let's see.
I just can't see if the
text line does not have
it. I want the Mac and Goop movie podcast to yell at me.
They're going to come at
all over you regardless.
I can feel it. Former
Red Sox usually goes off the board quick.
Any nicknames?
We got a former Red Sox yesterday. We missed it. Days ago.
Good question, Bill. Any nicknames? Not according to Baseball Reference.
I was going to say, you don't have to tell us what they are, but
no.
Does the Blair have any is a good question.
No, he does not.
He's an All-Star with the Phillies, pitch for the
Which
Red
I'm actually shocked that he doesn't have a nickname. But he does not.
I don't even have a guess. 0809. I think I was literally bragging.
Text line and Twitch line now has it. Bragging. What if I told you a bit of a funky windup?
Covering those teams. Funky
windup. Little funky delivery.
I don't know. I'm cheating and looking. Paul Bird?
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
How does Paul Bird not have a nickname?
The Birdman.
Yeah, we could workshop it.
Easy.
It doesn't have to be Birdman, but maybe something like that.
What was wrong with Birdman?
Tweety. Tweety Bird.
That was Marlon Tweety Bird.
Marlon Tweety Bird.
Not Paul Bird.
Another guy who played with my cousin down in Atlanta.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was quite an all-star squad. It was like Marlon Bird, Nick Green, Corey Patterson, Michael Barrett. Brent Abernathy.
Good squad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good
hot,
squad.
Hot out of baseball down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no, text line is all over Paul Burke. Quite a few guesses.
Yeah, Paul Burke.
Now. There's a delay there. I feel like they're all getting that all at once.
I was surprised he was an all-star.
That shocks me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll keep it to myself.
Okay.
I thought he had some sort of incident.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but
should he not have been the player
of the
day?
No, I think he's one of many baseball players who had this a similar incident, if I'm not mistaken.
Like what happened to Mike Minor? Not that.
I thought he did. I got.
What are you saying?
I got to refamiliarize myself with Paul Bird is what I got to do.
He wrote a book called Free Bird about his life.
Oh, that's a good nickname.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Free Bird.
Detailing both his devout Christianity and past struggles with pornography.
Oh.
It's a multi-layered book.
He wrote about that.
Yeah, Free Bird. It's about both how religious he was and how much he just loved porno.
Could have gone with Big Bird.
Could have. Or we don't know that to be true.
It's true.
But yeah.
It's like a Dave Canales situation.
So if you're looking...
Dave Canales wrote a book about like cheating on his wife. Which
oh,
you know,
Canales.
Which you know his wife was like, if we're staying together.
Can we not write about this?
No, yeah. I bet it's the opposite. I bet she's like, you're putting it all out there.
So how about that? Paul Bird.
Okay.
Addicted to both his faith as well as hardcore pornography.
Oh, Among Us isn't. Okay, well, that's the random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones.
Was that what you were thinking about?
No, definitely not.
No.
You can dial
he was
up.
Also in the Mitchell Report.
That's what I was thinking. I thought there was steroids accusations. Well, good job by Brian. He's got the book up there.
Do you think he's well-versed in bird law? Think he knows a lot about bird law?
That's the Dave Canales book. Yeah, I bet he's well-versed in bird law. Yeah,
the Free Bird. It's spelled B-Y-R-D.
I forgot.
About Christianity.
How can I forget the title?
Adult films.
Hot yeah. Pornog.
He's also a life coach.
Good.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. His wife is a life coach.
That makes sense. Yeah, she made him write the book. I already know what's going on.
She actually helps married athletes with the rigors of their unique marriages. That's what it says here.
Well, it sounds like she nailed it with her husband. We'll get to your phone calls coming up.
You better write this book.
617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. Ya got Fitzy. Ya got Ball. Ya got Mego. Filling in for Ted today, and we got the clip du jour next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Now more of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
All right, time now for clip du jour here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And on the eve of Patriots training camp, we were going around some of the position groups. In fact, we did our Tier Tuesday. You can check it out at Jones and Keefe, both on Twitter and Instagram. Nice graphic. We sort of tiered the position groups. And we started talking, obviously, in depth about the offensive line.
Offensive line.
All right, let's put all the offensive
line. Cannot play with them.
Okay.
Cannot win with them.
Don't even,
cannot
don't even,
coach with them.
Don't even spend time.
Can't do it.
I'm with Nick. Don't even spend time
I agree, but let me just point this out real quick. Some of these breakdowns that we looked at, all the different lists and power rankings, sometimes separate tackles from interior linemen.
Yeah,
we're not doing that.
No.
But right now, it looks like a Will Campbell, Cole Strange, Garrett Bradbury, Mike Onwenu, Morgan Moses.
Onwenu, friend of the show.
Love him.
Overweight.
What?
I don't know who the center.
Some are saying he's 400 pounds.
Or the left. Some are?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I hadn't seen that.
Yes.
Who is tackle from Florida?
I wish. Dude.
Host of the week.
Got him.
On when who host of the week?
Desmond Watson.
On when who host of the week?
On when who could very well be host of the week. Okay. Actually, put him up there on my list of guys to watch.
Yeah.
If he's really like humping out there at 400 pounds.
Right.
Like sign me up.
If our water glasses start shaking. Like, that's a problem.
Like Jurassic Park?
Like,
took the field.
Oh, no.
So I'm excited about that.
Okay, me
just
too.
Just a huge dude just falling out of his uniform.
Yeah.
I want that.
But can't win with him.
No, it's bad.
Yeah, it's about as bad as it gets.
Well, Will Campbell might be a guard. Cole Strange might be a center. Garrett Bradbury might be a bum. Like, you just go down the list. It's a tough go. Well, something to keep our eyes on.
Right, so it's a positional
group.
We got
the binocs on tomorrow.
Too long didn't read that we don't believe in the O-line.
Yeah. Still, however, greater than last year's O-line.
Well, yeah, it's improved.
Okay.
It doesn't mean it's good.
Got to start somewhere.
That's true.
Chipping away at it.
So those are up now, the tiers at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. No crossover today, but it's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the 9. It's Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal, the crispy fried twin catch with North Atlantic cod and crispy shrimp for just $14.99. You gotta love the 9. Stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons. They got you covered until Red Sox pregame. 5:45 is when that starts today here on WEEI. We are back tomorrow with a Would You Rather Wednesday, Keith, live from Patriots Woo! Training camp at Gillette Stadium. We'll be there for day one. Talk to you tomorrow at 10 on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.